first episode of a brand new Christmas series. We're calling it Come Along Christmas, because it links with our brilliant advent calendar, which is all about you coming along to Christmas. And it comes with stickers.
Whoa, wait. It's got stickers? Because if this is a big stickers joke gag thing, we could fall out over this.
Jam, honestly, I don't make jokes about stickers. Deadly serious. Stickers. Look at the face. The face don't lie.
That's good to know. There are stickers. Anyway, this podcast has always been for the whole family to listen to together, getting us together around the Bible. I hear you're changing our podcast, Ed. That's making me a bit nervous.
Jam, with this series, we're keeping it brilliant. We're just trying to keep it super simple so that even our 3- and 4-year-olds can listen in, because our calendar and this podcast is even for them.
The one with the stickers.
It's got all the stickers, Jam. So if you're 9, please bear with us. We've still got the fun facts. The Bible is still being opened and the sketches are still brilliant. If you're 13, don't drop off. Serve our littlest brothers and sisters by sticking along for the ride.
What if I'm 48? Can I stay?
Jam, are you honestly 48?
I am.
Please, will you tell us, Jam, what's the whip around question you can whip around?
Thank you for moving on from my age. What's the first thing your family does to get ready for Christmas?
Ah, Jam, for me, it's when the tree goes up. And I love putting decorations on the tree that our family have had since our kids were babies. That's when I think it's Christmas.
Well, for me, it is, what are we having this year? Are we going turkey? Are we going beef? Are we going something else? Are we going goose? Had a goose before a few times. So yeah, for me, it's always planning the meal, because that needs to be done from quite a long way off. So yeah, you need to get your name down for a turkey or a goose.
Because Jam, if you want to have roast zebra, presumably you need a very long time to get hold of it.
You absolutely do, yeah. I don't know if that's a traditional Christmas meat in some countries, perhaps it is. Anyway, why don't you have a chat where you are? What's the first thing your family does to get ready for Christmas? Christmas is the best story. It's an amazing story, and we're going to get straight into it. Here we go with our first part of the Christmas story.
Our reading is from Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26.
During Elizabeth's 6th month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said,
"Greetings! The Lord has blessed you and is with you."
But Mary was very confused by what the angel said. Mary wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her,
"Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I am a virgin." The angel said to Mary,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you. The baby will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Now listen, Elizabeth, your relative is very old, but she is also pregnant with a son. Everyone thought she could not have a baby, but she has been pregnant for 6 months. God can do everything."
Mary said, "I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." Then the angel went away.
You know it's Christmas when the angel Gabriel arrives. That's what I've always said. Jam, we'd love some fun facts. That's what we're all about. Tell us some, please.
These are fun facts that are incredibly, extraordinarily ordinary. And it's about the fact that Mary was an ordinary person. And that means, like an ordinary person, her eyes blinked about 20 times a minute, just like yours and mine. Do you know how many times a year that is, Ed?
No.
10 million blinks a year is what you're doing. And that's what Mary was doing, because she was just ordinary like you and me. What's more, her ears never stopped growing like all normal people. And she was about 1 centimeter taller in the morning when she first got up than when she went to bed.
Jam, how big is a centimeter and how come you possibly be a centimeter taller in the morning? Is that only true for you?
A centimeter is like half a finger maybe or something. During the day, the bits between your bones get squashed and compressed as you stand up. So we get a bit shorter as the day goes on, and then we get a little bit longer as we lie down at night. And here's a fun bonus fact. In space, astronauts can grow almost an extra 5 centimeters because their bodies are nice and relaxed and spread out. And some of our smaller listeners are thinking, I need to get myself up to that International Space Station, and then finally I will be taller than my big brother. So Mary was an ordinary person, but an extraordinary thing happened to her. Ed, what are we supposed to make of that?
Christmas. We started by wondering how your family gets ready for Christmas. How do you know when Christmas is coming? Does Christmas start when the Christmas tree goes up for the first time? Or does it all begin when you see the special lights go on in your nearest high street? Or do you know it's Christmas when you open the first window on your advent calendar? There was a first Christmas. When it really began. When no one knew Christmas was a thing. When the word Christmas had never even been said out loud. And the idea of putting up a tree inside your home would have been totally bonkers. That first Christmas started with the angel Gabriel. Angels are amazing. They're God's special messengers sent from him when there is a message that must be delivered to just the right person at exactly the right time. On that first Christmas, the angel Gabriel had the most important message he would ever deliver to Mary. Mary? Mary was so ordinary. She wasn't important at all. She had very little money. She was from a little diddy town called Nazareth, a place no one had heard of except in Nazareth. And Mary certainly wasn't famous. She did ordinary things like cooking dinner and talking to friends. I doubt she was a fast runner. I bet she had nothing fancy in her bedroom, if she even had a bedroom. If she walked past you in the street, you would not have looked at her twice. Except she did live 2,000 years ago, so perhaps her clothes would have given her away. So Gabriel came to Mary with a special message. She was going to have a baby. That was already surprising, but it wasn't the half of it. Her baby would grow up to be a king forever. I say a king forever. There's only ever been one king forever. Her baby would be the only one ever. Her baby would look ordinary. She would still be an ordinary mum. But her baby would actually be God's own son. Does that blow your mind? Is that the biggest shock of Christmas? How come Mary gets to have God's baby, the most special baby ever born, with Mary? This baby was born to ordinary Mary because this baby came for ordinary you and ordinary me. This baby came so we would know that God loves ordinary us. Now you see why God chose Mary, because she is ordinary as you and me. We might sometimes feel too ordinary. But God loves us enough to send his own son to be our king. He knows we're special. You're special this Christmas because God sent his son for you. Let me thank him for that. Dear Father, thank you that you love us enough to send your son to be our king forever. We find that amazing. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. And as usual, some questions to talk about with Ed's Got Questions.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop. Have a chat. Under fives, what was the name of the angel who came with the special message? Fives to sevens, what did the angel tell Mary about the baby in her tummy? Eights to elevens, what do you want to remember next time you feel ordinary and a bit forgotten? Over elevens, you know this story back to front. Don't pretend. You could tell it back to us just as well as we've told it to you. Is there still one surprise? Is there one surprise from today in the first Christmas story?
Okay, you can have a chat about those questions now, or you can press pause because we've got a sketch coming right up. Now, I want you to imagine that we're standing with the angel Gabriel outside Mary's house. It's a really big moment and he doesn't want to get it wrong. Let's listen in.
Okay, I really want to get this one right. Not long now.
Coming!
Okay, what about...
Greetings, favoured lady.
No, that's too formal. What about... special
woman.
That's just weird.
I am coming, honestly.
Okay, let's go super relaxed, like, hey, Mary, you're gonna want to sit down, especially in your condition. No, that's worse. That's too casual.
Come on, Gabriel. You're a messenger from the Lord with great news of a ruler over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end.
Hello.
Oh, greetings. The Lord has blessed you and is with you.
What on earth do you mean?
Don't be afraid.
I am afraid.
Oh, don't be.
I'm afraid you've got the wrong house. You look like some kind of angel. This is Nazareth. It's a very ordinary town. In fact, the only thing remarkable about it is how ordinary it is. Nothing happens here. You probably took a wrong turn at Cana.
You are Mary.
Yes.
You will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end.
I think there's been a terrible mistake. I'm a very ordinary girl. People are often saying how ordinary I am. Except Joseph, my fiancé. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying this. He's quite ordinary too.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will cover you. The baby will be holy. He will be the king forever and God's son.
Right. Sorry. I should probably sit down.
Oh, I knew I should have started there.
I think you'd better come in.
Here's a song by our friend Jeremy at Dumb Rocks, and you can join in with it too. Have a go.
Someone's taken the meaning of Christmas. Oh, where can it be? Now it's spelled with an X for an unknown factor, an X for a mystery. Someone's taken the meaning of Christmas. C-H-R-I-S-T. That's how it goes. Come on now, all together. Here we go. Someone's taken the meaning of Christmas. Oh, where can it be? Now it's spelled with an X for an unknown factor, an X for a mystery. Someone's taken the meaning of Christmas. Oh, where can it be?
Thanks very much to Jeremy at Dumb Rocks for this brilliant Christmas album, which we'll be featuring in every episode in this series. If you want to get hold of it, then go to the show notes and click the links and you can listen to the whole album for yourself.
Jam, it's been great to be here. I'm so pleased that the Christmas podcast is up and running. We'll be straight back next week. I cannot wait. Jam, how will you manage to keep yourself contained until next week?
I'm already thinking about the stuffing. So I'll spend most of this week thinking not only about what we're eating, but what we're stuffing it with. I love a good stuffing.
And I love mashed potato and roast potatoes for Christmas lunch, Jam.
Whoa, you're off the chain. I didn't know you could do that.
Jam, I'm all about the potatoes and you're all about the goose. Can't wait to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Under fives, what was the name of the angel who came with the special message? Fives to sevens, what did the angel tell Mary about the baby in her tummy? Eights to elevens, what do you want to remember next time you feel ordinary and a bit forgotten? Over 11s, you know this story back to front. Don't pretend. You could tell it back to us just as well as we've told it to you. Is there still one surprise? Is there one surprise from today in the first Christmas story? I shall be mostly planning goose or turkey.